USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hennepin County, Minnesota judge Regina Chu has now sentenced former police officer Kim Potter for fatally shooting a motorist 10 months ago.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
The judge ordered Potter to spend two-thirds of her sentence behind bars and one-third of it on supervised release. Chu said Potter deserved a lesser sentence than the 86-month sentence sought by prosecutors because the officer was trying to use her taser and not her gun. As tensions continue at the Ukraine border, Russian President Vladimir Putin will personally oversee nuclear readiness drills tomorrow. The missile testing happens every year, but with ongoing tensions at the border, the White House is taking notice of the timing, saying Russia is prepared to invade within days. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
A man who's been accused of shooting a politician in Louisville has been released with the help of the BLM. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Burke.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Louisville Black Lives Matter chapter for helping bail out an alleged shooter.
Less than 48 hours after this activist tried to literally murder a politician, the radical left bailed their comrade out of jail.
McConnell is referring to Quintez Brown, who's free on $100,000 bail after allegedly opening fire in the office of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian police have started arresting the protesters as part of an operation to end the three-week blockade of the city of Ottawa by hundreds of truck drivers that crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. So far, there have been at least 17 arrests without using force. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
The Department of Justice is beginning an investigation on those who took advantage of Americans during the coronavirus pandemic. With that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Companies that exploit the ongoing supply chain issues may face prosecution by the Justice Department. The DOJ has launched an initiative specifically looking for companies colluding with competitors to fix prices. The Antitrust Division of the Justice Department formed a global working group to share that intelligence with Canadian, British, and New Zealand authorities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that a Justice Department filing claiming members of Hillary Clinton's 2019 presidential campaign paid a company to infiltrate Trump Tower and White House servers should continue to be investigated.
It is a big deal. It constitutes probable cause for believing that people in the Clinton campaign were certainly involved in dirty politics. I think we're going to have a very strong and very solid report from the Durham people, and I think they're going to really come down hard on those who lied and misled the court. And we're going to find very, very dirty politics on the part of some people in the Clinton campaign. This investigation has to continue, and I'm looking forward to seeing a full and definitive report.
The professor said the situation disappoints him as a friend of Hillary Clinton, but has said he's not yet seen any information showing that she was directly involved. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.